the Greg Locke and Pastor Dean debate on flat earth and versus the spherical earth, I think it was called globe or dome, ended in a disaster and kind of in a cliffhanger.
First of all,
hello, is it sunrise or not?
Not at all. I don't agree with you.
Turn his mic off. Get out. You're a Bible denier. You're a Bible denier. You're a Bible denier. That is ridiculous. Bible denier. Just get out.
I tuned into the debate because I wanted to see if what happens in real life when talking about this topic is different than what I see online. Because online, what I notice is that there's a lot of passionate brothers and sisters who get really intense. And within a few minutes, you start seeing condescending comments, you start seeing sarcasm, you start seeing anger, frustration. And I wanted to see if in the real life thing, you would see something different. However, because it was Greg Locke and he is a wolf in sheep's clothing, I honestly, to myself, thought that it was a mistake for Pastor Dean to even go and talk about this topic there. Why? Because you cannot argue with a wolf. Why? Because you are exposing your congregation of God-fearing people, and you're exposing a lot of people that are interested in the topic to now participate information being provided by a wolf. Regardless of whether the wolf is right or wrong, a wolf is a wolf, and you have to be cautious. And Greg Locke, to me, is a wolf. So as the debate started, you saw that Pastor Dean had a lot of good information. Greg Locke had some points as well, but you could clearly see the tension was in the air. Why? Because the same thing that happens in YouTube and Facebook and online comments. I could already start hearing the crowd in the background. Some of them would go, boo, yay, cheering here, cheering there. And it was too eerie. It was almost like, I am seeing what I see online, but in the real world. And I immediately thought to myself, imagine if the church, the Western church, we're talking about the Western church here in America. Imagine if us, the Western church in America, if we were as focused on sound doctrine as we are on flat earth or round earth, how much more would we not be able to do for the kingdom of Jesus Christ in this nation? And that's a question that I pose for you, brothers and sisters in the Lord, in this brief short video. For you see, the American church, we have been blessed with so much technology, audio Bible, podcast, live streaming. Anyone can pick up a microphone now and pretty much start preaching the gospel, and that is kind of a dangerous thing. That is one of the reasons why the church in America is where it's at right now, because of the itchy ears in this nation. People love to hear a topic that they love, and it blinds them from the actual purpose that God has for their life. So anyone can pick up this microphone and just spew false doctrine. And because people are in love with the topic, they ignore the purpose and the calling that God has for them, because they're enamored in the particular topic has become now an idol in their life. And here's the deal. In the Western church, let me give you a couple of examples. You have people that believe in the gifts of the Spirit. I believe in the gifts of the Spirit. But then you have people that will take it to an extreme, that if you don't speak in tongues, you're not saved. That's an extreme. There are others who believe in the gifts of the Spirit. Well, will tell you, I believe in the gifts of the Spirit, but they have to operate under the biblical parameters provided in the scriptures. I believe in that too. But then there's the extreme of cessationism. They don't believe in anything at all. There are Hebrew roots movements. People that love Hebrew. People love studying Hebrew. There's nothing wrong with studying Hebrew. There's nothing wrong with Hebrew culture. However, there are people that will tell you that if you don't say Yehoshua or Yahushua or Jehoshua, you're not saved. You're calling upon a pagan god. Many of these people probably speak, 10, 20 words in Hebrew? But they swear they were born in the deep corners of Jerusalem. So they want to hold upon you a standard that they themselves cannot hold upon. That's the same thing happening here with the spherical earth and the flat earth situation. It's becoming a thing of contention where there is a lot of extremism. I know brothers and sisters that believe in the flat earth theory, and they're as calm as can be. They can talk to you on it and we can be peaceful. And hey, you know what? The main thing is that we have sound doctrine. So that's not a problem to talk about these topics. However, for the vast majority of them, they can become very, very contentious. Some will go to the extreme of saying that you don't believe the word of God, so you're not saved, on both ends of the spectrum. And I think that what we saw in that debate is a clear representation of the Western church. Here we are hosting a debate in a place where the pastor is a clear wolf, yet we're going to expose a large vast of an audience to that debate because we want to talk about that particular topic. So sometimes these topics take precedence over sound doctrine. And I feel bad for Pastor Dean because he was trying to be informative. He was trying to give information. You cannot reason with a wolf. And that goes back to the main thing that we're called to do in this nation, in this world, in this country. Mark 16:15. And he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Sometimes because we love a topic, if you enjoy fallen angels, if you enjoy talking about different experiments that happen all over the world, if you enjoy talking about the Hebrew, the Greek, sometimes we can fall enamored with a topic and become so passionate about it that we forget the main meat and potatoes of why we're here and what we're here to do. And the devil knows, and he has his seducing spirits that knows your itchy ears, and he will send you teachers and preachers that will talk on the topic that you enjoy. But how many people don't know about flat earth, but they can't even recite the Ten Commandments? How many people don't know about fallen angels, but they don't even know if Jesus Christ is God? Can't even open up the scriptures to prove that Jesus Christ is God. How many people are biblically illiterate in this country, but can tell you all about the Illuminati? At some point in time, sound doctrine has to take precedence in this church, the Western church, the lukewarm church in America. But I don't see it happening anytime soon. Listen to this for a moment as we close. 2 Timothy 4:3. For there will come a time when they will not endure sound doctrine, but after their own lust shall they heap to themselves teachers having itchy ears. We are in times that Satan, understanding what your itchy ears desires, he will send forth teachers, especially in these times that anyone can pick up a microphone. All I am saying, my dear family, is that when you are placing those itchy ears and that interesting topic that you also desire to learn about above sound doctrine, what we end up, even if well-intended, is with situations like what we just saw in that debate, where even with great intentions, we should have never been in a position that we went in to debate a wolf. My dear family, we're in days where anyone can pick up a microphone, anyone can make a documentary, anyone can make a video. The merchandising within the body of Christ is insane. A lot of these topics are huge moneymakers within the church as well. This is why, regardless of the topic that you desire to learn about, you must place sound doctrine first. And also look at the character of people. You know, 2 Timothy 2:24 through 26 is a perfect example. And the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness instructing those that oppose themselves. You have to admit that at least in the online world, what we see is not patience for the most part. What we see is not gentleness for the most part. What we see for the most part is not meekness. And the sad part is that in that debate, if you watch the whole thing and you hear the boos and the cheering and the this and the that, it's not just in the online world anymore. It's in local congregations as well. But this is what happens, my dear family in the Lord, when we forget sound doctrine and when we fall enamored with a topic to the point that it could even become a denomination. Drive across your city and your town. Start counting the denominations. Start counting the many different branches that exist out there of their form of what they consider biblical. Yet there's only one way. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, and for your salvation. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for your conviction and for you always ensuring that we come back to you. You have a way of convicting our hearts. You have a way of reaching us. For many of us, Heavenly Father, you found us at our lowest point in our walk. You found us as alcoholics, as depressed human beings. You found us in depression and anxiety. You found us in drugs. You found us all over the world destroyed. Heavenly Father, may we remember when you found us. May today we remember the main thing that we cared about when you saved us. And it wasn't about the Illuminati. It wasn't about flat earth, NASA. It wasn't about round earth. It wasn't about tongues. When you found us, it wasn't about these topics. When you found us, it wasn't about the Illuminati. When you found us, it wasn't about Area 51, Antarctica. It wasn't about round earth versus flat earth. It wasn't about knowing your name in Hebrew or in Greek. When you found us at our lowest point, dying in sin, and you gave us salvation. And the only thing that mattered was that our Heavenly Father found us because someone took the time to preach the gospel to us. May we never forget our calling on this earth. And even while we're learning different topics, may we never place that topic above sound doctrine and the ways of Jesus. For there are many wolves that will use the topic that you love and desire to destroy you, church. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. May God bless you all. If you have any further questions, please email me at brothernaptali@gmail.com or visit our online community at tfgministries.com. Thank you for considering watching this and other videos on the channel. We have weekly videos. Tomorrow, every Tuesday, we have Bible studies live interactive here on the website and the channel. God bless you. Jesus loves you. I know that some of you may be a little bit triggered. That's okay. Just calm down for a moment. God bless you. Thank you for passing by. And I'll leave a documentary on the screen so you can check it out. It's 100% for free. Thank you for supporting this channel. Thank you for supporting this ministry. God bless you and your whole family.